up, everybody? This is Gene.
This is Matt.
This is Ava.
This is Black Parents After Nine. So we took a little mid-season break, but before we get into that, let's talk about what we're sipping on. Tonight, as usual, I'm sipping on my Natty Daddy.
Mac is sipping on a Coors Light. Ava, what you sipping on? A
little bit of Natty Daddy.
All right. So, we took a little break. Fall ball's over. I have fun coaching fall ball. You know why I like coaching? Because you're teaching kids life lessons. Mm. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, man. Because you're not always going to be successful when you play sports. Sometimes you're going to fail. I had to teach my son that. It's like, look, you're going to strike out sometimes. Sometimes you're not going to catch that ball or whatever, but you got to bounce back.
Yes. It's all about what you do after. That's why we had our son do it, because he needed to have some foundation on just being able to take a command
exactly
from somebody else other than his parents, mm-hmm. and learn about authority, and also learn about winning and losing.
True.
And you know what I tried to install in him is that no matter if you win or lose, as long as you put your all into it, your mommy and daddy are never going to be upset with you.
Exactly.
But you have to put your all
into
it.
You got to put in your effort in there. Yep. 100% effort every time. That's what I told my kids.
You can be if you don't do that. So, and through the tears, through the, you know, whining, you know.
Because he's almost ready to quit, right?
Many a times.
Two times, right?
And I said, yeah. I said, we don't quit. You're not going to quit.
Mm-hmm. Now look at him.
Now he
can't get enough of it.
He's a champion, honey.
Right. And going to the championship, going to the nationals.
Yeah, look, hold on.
Imagine if he would have quit.
That's what I told him. Taking, I said, well, now what if he would have quit now?
Come on now. And then as soon as we were on our way back home from his last game where they won the championship, he's sitting with my other two kids in the back seat, and he says, look, y'all, I have to tell you something. This is about life. You're gonna struggle sometimes.
Right.
I'm sitting here like
trying to give you a motivational speech.
You know, you're gonna struggle and it's gonna be hard and you're gonna want to give up, but we don't quit, because you never know what you can do if you put yourself to it.
Facts.
Push yourself past what you think you can do and know what you can do.
Right.
I was like, go ahead, baby. We were sitting there for like, yeah, we did it.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
We did it. It worked. Now it was a long process.
Mm-hmm. And he really needed that too.
Oh, and he needed to exercise. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. No, man, it's like the age of YouTube for these children.
Yeah.
And it's like what we used to do. Like, just get out. It's summertime. Get out.
I was never in the house as a kid.
Never.
I was out and about.
Yeah.
All over the neighborhood. You couldn't find. The only time we came in was to eat or hydrate.
Right.
Exactly. Then we went right back outside. You couldn't go back in and out.
Even when it was cold outside, it was snow on the ground. You'd be outside making snowmen, igloos.
Now kids complain. Oh, what you mean? It's cold out there.
When you were told to come inside, you would cry.
Right.
You'd be like, no.
I'm not going.
You wouldn't even want to come back inside. Now these kids, man, these days.
Oh, I don't like sweating. That's nasty. I'm like, oh,
you got to get
up
out of
here. I heard that. I said, boy, you got to get out.
Man, you got to go outside.
We had a whole place
now
set
you really
for you.
Got to go.
We have a fence now in the backyard.
I'm going to find a way for you to go.
Figure it out. You got plenty of toys. My God. You know how many toys they have.
Right.
Take something outside and figure it out. You don't want to take no toy? Make it up in your head.
My kids got a trampoline. My daughter got a little playhouse. They got all kinds of outside stuff to play. No, go outside.
Yeah, figure it
don't
out.
Don't sit in this house, because y'all bugging me right now.
And don't sit by the door whining. Go play. And sometimes I go out there and play with them as well. Mm-hmm. Show them how to do make pretend play, because we don't have, like, they run out of, what is it called? The Nerf
bullets? The Nerf darts?
Yeah. So they have plenty, but because they just throw everything everywhere, they're everywhere in their playroom and underneath something in one of their the crates or whatever. So I said, make pretend. Right. Boom, 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 boom. They was like, what is going on? I said, yeah, honey.
That's crazy. How you can have like 100 Nerf darts
and lose
and they
them.
All go missing.
Oh,
I just said, I can't with you. I'm not going to
as if they were never there
this.
Before. Right.
Mommy, find a dart. No, I'm not finding a dart. You're going to make pretend now.
Mm-hmm. My son did the same thing. I'm like, man, you had 100 Nerf darts. Where did they go?
Yeah.
How did you lose them?
They disappear in the air. They're I don't know where they go. I don't know. All different colors. Just, you know, he was a Nerf assassin, and he just lost every bullet. They were fighting over two bullets. I'm like,
right.
It's three of y'all. What are those two bullets going to do?
Right.
Seriously.
Insane.
I'm dead. Nothing. Yeah. So, definitely.
Them boys fight over anything, though.
That's they really boys. Do. Boys are rough.
Yeah. Everything. They fight over everything.
And y'all got three of them.
Be full fledged fighting too. Like, yeah. Just like fighting like that.
I didn't
like
know kids did world. That.
Just fighting, yeah. Fighting.
Mm-hmm. If they you're not hard. There and they're in close quarters and they get mad, they're going to hit each combat. Other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, why would you do that? He said, he punched me in my, chest. I'm like, hey, why are we so wild here?
Yeah.
Where are we getting this from? You know what I mean?
Right. I got to toughen up my son because, like, my daughter, she'll punch on him. And then he'll be running to me. He hit me. I'm going to hit her back. I mean, yeah. She hit you, didn't she? I mean, I don't beat her ass, but you know. But you know, she hit you, hit her back. I'm allow it. Mom's going
to
allow it.
And I think it's just a natural thing for fathers too, man, to want that toughness to come out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I felt the same way with my son. Because I'm like, yo, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to play football, is that I was concerned. I'm like, yo, man, you too big to be, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want you to be no big, soft giant, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
They're going to pick on you because you are big and soft, you know what I mean? Just because of that. So, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to get out there, besides the camaraderie and teamwork.
Right.
You know, learning how to, you know what I mean? Because he was the only child for a while there. Mm-hmm. That was one of the concerns, too. You know, being able to socialize with people, you know, around his age.
Yeah.
Get all those things that you need to learn and understand as a little, you know, child.
Right. So I heard this one quote one time where it's like, if your child is uncoachable, your child is unemployable.
That's true.
That's a fact. I believe that wholeheartedly.
It's true. Yeah. And the thing about it is,
if you can't take direction, you can't in a game. Yes. You can't take direction in life.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And no matter how smart you are, you got it. If you're not teachable and stuff like that, it could be a problem.
Man, right.
It could be a problem.
I had this one kid on my team. He's a little butthead. I'm keeping the PG-13. So, but this one kid, man, he would not take direction at all. He had some skill, but he didn't want to take no coaching, and he would strike out. I'm like, look, choke up on the bat, get off the shoulder, you know, keep an eye on the ball.
Right.
He just wanted to do his own thing. So whenever he went up the bat, he struck out. I'm like, I can't coach you, dog. So you're gonna struggle. Mm. You're gonna struggle. And that's nothing that I can do unless you let me coach you.
Yeah.
Help me help you. But you don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, it's, you know, I think it's just one of them things you don't really realize how important it is until you really get a little older and you see why people, they have great talent, but that they're not teachable in the way you would like them to be, or they're just not open.
Mm-hmm.
They're not open or they're not teachable.
Right.
And it's just hard to really cross that barrier without offending them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, what are you going to do?
If they're not going to let you coach them, then there's really nothing
you can do. What can you do?
Right.
Yeah, and then you don't want the parent up in your face.
That's another thing.
You don't want to cross the line, right? Because then parents is just, oh my God, we can go on and on about that. But parents and coaching and coaches and fights and, we have like, yo, I was going to switch the subject, but you end up getting in fights with just being a coach. Coaching the kid and the parents want to come in and tell you how to, man, we had issues with that during the season. We had a drama-laced season.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, man. And it's football. It's America's game.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody goes 150%.
Right.
Past what they need to, parents included.
Right.
And if it's not the result they like, I think we had three games where there was fights this season. Wow. Over a 7-year-old football game.
Mm.
I mean, full fledged. I'm talking like.
It should never be that
serious. Everybody's like watching the game. Oh, fist fighting, bro.
Not in front of the kids. Mm. I just find it like you're supposed to teach your children there's other ways to resolve an issue instead of punching somebody in the face. That should be your least.
Your worries, right.
Oh, there was a gun.
There was a gun involved in one of the games.
Oh, wow. At a 7-year-old?
At a 7-year-old, it was like right in the parking lot. They started yelling, gun, gun, gun. We like, wait.
You can't be serious.
And I
wish you would. Bro. That makes me want to fight that you would bring something near my child. But at the same time, you have the right to protect yourself.
Right.
So I can't, you know. Right.
So yeah. I'm all for concealed carry. Yeah, we talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you're not going to shoot nobody at no 7-year-old football game.
Guess you never know where you can get it. You
never know, bro.
Yeah, that's dangerous. It's already dangerous everywhere. So, I mean, like, you can't even go to church. You can't go to Walmart. You can't go to school. Mm-hmm. I mean, every place that you go to now, you need to be on full alert.
Right.
Period.
Definitely.
But, yeah, it was a learning experience because I've never been a football mom before, and it was very tough because I'm like, don't you touch my baby.
Right.
Then I found myself saying to my son, go through him, baby. Don't stop. Go through him.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that mentality really kind of got to me. I was like, oh my gosh.
Right.
But it allows them, if they have any kind of aggressions or things like that, take it out on the field.
Exactly.
Put that out there in the field. Don't bring it home here with your brothers.
Leave it all on the field.
All that frustration. Get all your aggression out right there.
Push through them.
Push through them.
Right. I get that.
Go right through them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about this season, and literally, we could have been on a reality show.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was.
Right. Yeah.
Literally, we had a coach.
You know they got Tiny Tots football TV shows.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Let me tell you what I just saw online. The guy that, not the Dancerettes or something like that, but it was a dance team that had some females and some males, mostly females, but a little bit of males. It was a male dance teacher. Oh, I cannot remember the name. Anyway, he messed around and gave this little boy HIV.
What?
Oh, you didn't hear me, did you?
I mean, I heard you, but I don't think I...
Yeah. I think the boy might have been 14.
Wow.
16.
This was a TV show?
Yeah, he's on the TV show, but he's charged now. And he has 2 more pending cases.
Mm.
But this boy told his mom, hey, mom, I think you should test me for HIV. And she was like, what?
Mm?
And she tested him. He was HIV positive.
How old is he?
Wow.
Like 14, somewhere 14 or 16. What
kind of 14-year-old asking for that type of test?
Unless you're already...
And the dance instructor gave it to him.
Yes. They had new pictures, text messages.
That's crazy, man.
Where they were going back and forth. He didn't just have sex with him once. This means you had sex with this boy more than once, unprotected. I'm dead. That's what I'm talking about. That's what my fears are. That's why I don't let my son go to the bathroom by himself. I'm very vigilant about being around wherever he is just to make sure there's no chance and possibility that somebody has the ability to do that. Because my son knows what time it is. He don't play that funny stuff. His brothers touch him, he get an attitude.
Shit. Even when I was coaching, like, my kids on my team or whatnot, because, you know, sometimes you get to adjust the stance and whatnot. I wasn't even trying to touch the kids, for real. If I got to adjust you, like, your feet, I'll use my feet to move your feet.
I try to.
Mm-hmm. You got to be real careful about that.
Yeah, I don't even want nobody insinuating that I did. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to go down that. I'm that type of individual. Like,
even though you got to go through a background check to even coach.
Right.
But still, you know.
Yeah. But even, like, with my kids, I like hugging, kissing them, squeezing them, and just irritating the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else's kids, I'm sitting there like, my little space to make sure that there's no
exactly.
You can't even insinuate.
Right. So,
your little girl run back to you talking about, oh, he touched me. No, he touched you to move your barrettes or something.
Right.
Out the way. I ain't touch you to do anything else but that. I don't even, because it's I think the news makes you so
paranoid. Yeah, man.
So you don't even want to be caught up and lose everything because somebody claimed.
Right.
Not that it might even be true. You don't want nobody even to insinuate. And that's a fight. If that ever, especially like the football team that my son is a part of, I mean, they are hood. If there was ever an insinuation, like, you getting beat up on sight.
I believe
if that came out that you was doing it and you was touching somebody's son or somebody on a team.
On sight.
It's a wrap.
Don't let me find out. You did what?
Yo, Gene, and Ava knows this too. Yo, we done had like 5 fights
mm-hmm.
over the course of the season.
Right.
Some of it involving our own team people, coaches. Right. I'm talking, and then during the game, in the middle, everybody watching the game, focus. Somebody got in a fight on the sideline. Mm. Two parents getting in the fight.
Or two coaches getting ready to fight.
Right, right.
At the game.
At the
or
game.
Or a coach and a family member of the
one. Everybody's passionate, like, man.
Oh, my God.
It's too much, though.
Yeah. It's a 7-year-old game. And the thing about it is when the fight's over, everybody says it. Dude, this is a 7-year-old football game. Y'all calm down.
Right.
Let's get the game finished. And, of course, everybody's looking at the parents of what they're doing, fighting. And the kids are watching us, how we react to them fighting. And we're trying to calm it down because we don't want the kids watching our crazy behavior. And then we try to make sure they shake it up, shake their hands at the end of the game, and they show, what do you call it, good sports conduct?
Right. Sportsmanship.
Sportsmanship. Yeah. But we didn't fault half the game.
Right.
So, they have a bad example. Yo, literally, we had 5 fights during the season, bro. It was literally a reality show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's crazy, because I actually bumped into an ex-coworker. Her son was the one that got in the fight not even 2 minutes after I talked to her. He went right down the street and fought. I was just like, what?
Damn.
I was like, whose son is that?
Right.
I was like, oh, my God, for real? I said, oh, no. I was like, I just talked to him.
That's crazy.
Everything was cool like 2 minutes ago.
Right, right, right.
He went off.
And just like that.
Well, stuff happens, you know. You know, it just, you got to find a way to resolve it a little bit better, especially in front of children. Because we can't.
You're trying to set an example.
Tell them that and then turn around. And you remember, just like I had at Disney, those two incidences with those two races.
Right, right, right.
You know? And I held, and I know y'all were like, I didn't snap, not in front of my children.
Right.
Like, I have my son next to me. I'm not getting ready to cuss you out. I'm not getting ready to show my ignorance. I'm going to put myself at a higher level, even though you know you can get it, but not in front of my kids, baby.
Right.
I could never. Only if you take me to that spot. Now, the other guy who pushed my babies in the stroller, no.
Yeah, he was out of pocket.
Now, that's when I went out of pocket a little bit with him.
Right.
I don't know what happened totally afterwards, but I know that I let him know and his family know they can get it.
And the thing is, everyone's out there frustrated. You're walking around all these kids, but still, it ain't no reason.
You don't touch nothing my kids are sitting in. Exactly. And push it so my kids get jolted. That's crazy. Split-second thinking, I want to hop on you. But
then
as
a black male, you have that added pressure of, all right, they fucking with my family.
Should I punch on this?
And then on top of it, you have nothing but people who are not the same as you. Not the same color as you. You might go to jail for something real light.
Something real dumb, right.
Something real light. You probably didn't even go full on in. And you about to go to jail today because everybody watched you do it in Disney with thousands of people around you.
You saw that one dude.
So,
oh, Lord. He got charges.
Which one are you talking about?
The dude that, and his mom.
Oh, he punched on his girlfriend at
Disneyland? Yeah, somehow she made his mom fall. He found that out.
He beat everybody, though.
He was trying to punch on everybody.
He's like, I'll go to jail today. I was like, all right, you know what time it is. If you hear me say I'm getting ready to go to jail today, you know I'm ready to risk it all. Somebody did something to blow my mind, and I have to risk it all.
He definitely snapped.
He went off.
That's when you just let it go.
I saw that video. I watched that video like 3 times. It's like, yo, this motherfucker's crazy.
Well,
yo,
he went unhinged, man.
Yeah. Because he wanted to punch on anything coming. Literally, that whole video. Video was like, 3 months long? 3 minutes long of him trying to punch everybody.
He was knocking them out.
Right. And then security finally showed up. I'm like, damn, Dutch.
They were walking away.
Everyone's already beat up by the time I got here.
Right. And the thing about it, and that's the thing about Disney, like, there's not security.
No. You don't really see no whole bunch of security.
So you don't really see them.
You don't at all.
So for them to come. 7-8 days?
Yeah. We were there for a whole week.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe so they 10 days. Where they come from?
Yeah, we were there for a minute because we left.
For a whole week almost. Like 6-7 days.
7 days.
Imagine how far they had to come.
But I think we were gone for 10.
We don't see them.
Oh, we did see security one time though. Up on the fucking balcony.
Oh, yeah.
Just the racism at Disney. I was so shocked.
Damn.
But I guess, you know, you can't leave it nowhere. But I tell you what, where we're from, people aren't that in your face with it.
Right.
We have that luxury where we live that we don't have to deal with it like outright like that.
So just a little background story. So one night, We're back at the resort. We're chilling. The kids are in bed. So we're out on the balcony. You're just enjoying each other's company. What, smoking a couple blacks. What, had a couple drinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just chilling. Mind our own business.
A couple of adult drinks.
We weren't even, we weren't even loud or anything like that.
Nope.
But these two women walk by us. They're not black.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, 10 minutes later, we got a Disney cop telling us that we need to leave. Or, well, Max, or at least get rid of our beverages.
Well, Max said he saw them. He saw the guy looking back. He said, "Do you see that guy come out to the balcony, look over here, and then go back in the room? He keeps coming out doing that."
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we seen security. And they said that Matt was passed out, drunk.
He was just sitting there. We were all outside just chilling. Drug.
We're like, what the?
Not being loud, minding our own business.
Minding my own business.
Next thing you know,
yeah,
Disney security shows up, says, "Y'all gotta get rid of your stuff and go in your room," blah, blah, blah. But he ended up being real cool, though.
Yeah. The security
guard. Because he's like, "Y'all not doing anything. Y'all money."
As soon as he rolled up, he was like, "Oh, I can see his guard wasn't up as soon as he pulled around." But when he came around that corner, I was like, "He coming for us." I felt it.
Right.
Because when that dude came out on the balcony twice, he looked dead in my face. It wasn't like he walked out just to see who was around and had a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And no, he purposely walked out to
snooping.
That balcony. Hey, he was snooping. And then I looked at him eye to eye every time he came out. So for me to be passed out, how am I passed out? But I'm looking you dead in your face
right.
As soon as you look at me. So he knew what it was. He's trying to get us in trouble. Hopefully he was hoping that security would come and find something on us. And then we get in trouble, get kicked off Disney Partners. But that didn't go down.
No.
So anyway, long story short, like, we were just chilling. I wasn't even passed out. Ava was there. Gene was there. We was talking about our trip. Mm-hmm. How our day went, relaxing.
Talking about the rides.
Just excited, happy, you know, whatever. And end of the night and happy that our kids were in bed, which mm-hmm. they are now,
mm-hmm.
thankfully. And it was one of them scenarios like, okay, we're going to be adults. And we're just going to relax. Just but chill, it turned right? into some, oh, man, you know, how y'all doing? Y'all can't have this. And it's like, we didn't do nothing, you know. But the security guard was real cool, just like Gene said.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened. He just said, you know, you guys just, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
It's like we're all professionals. All of us sitting on that balcony at that time were professionals who work hard, take care of our kids, decide we're going to go on vacation, and just relax.
Mm-hmm.
And to have to deal with such stupidity while you're there is just, it's insane to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That...
We paid all this money to be here just like y'all did.
Yeah, we did.
All the vacations that mm-hmm. we've taken, Mac, and never have we had that incident happen. And we've been in country places.
Yeah.
And nobody's that crazy.
But, I never had that many instances of
at once.
of racism. It was outright.
It was
overt.
Like I was a racism magnet or something.
It was like we were just there for a few days and we had three incidences?
Three incidences. And they were overt. It was like some
really disrespectful.
Real disrespectful. And for that to happen in that short amount of period, because I'm sure people who will listen, they've been the victim of some type of form of racism, but it wasn't overt.
No.
It wasn't like, I'm going to get you in
overt.
Trouble
right.
in your face.
I've had overt, I can say, in my life a lot, but I can say where we live now, I don't deal with it overtly like that and haven't had to for a while.
Right.
I mean, I treat people as they come. So when somebody treats me differently, it's crazy. It's like, but why? In reality, but why? We both want the same thing out of life.
At the end of the day, we're just trying to chill.
Yeah.
That was it.
We ain't kind of cause no problems. We take care of
our
business.
We weren't even loud. We weren't even...
any disruptions.
Yeah.
It was crazy. People are just crazy sometimes.
Yeah. But that's that whole thing that they talk about. It was like, they may not try to harm you physically, but they will call the cops on you over and over again. Just to disrupt you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And piss you off. And then you get a quick reminder of just how black you are.
Mm-hmm. Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. Because you'd be like sitting there, obviously you're not doing nothing wrong,
you don't even think of it.
You're not even thinking about nothing like that. And then somebody, now you're getting in trouble.
Imagine somebody coming up to you and do what they do. You're like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you worked all year long You're finally going to the Disney trip. You're super excited. It's your first trip, which was our first trip to Disney. Mm-hmm. And you got to explain what you're doing on the balcony.
Right.
Where you supposed to be?
Yeah.
In front of your door?
And plenty of people on the balcony. Who cares?
Who cares? You got kids running back and forth, making noise, mm-hmm. which we weren't. The kids was making more noise running back and forth across the thing in front of the rooms than we were. But we were just relaxing right in our zone. And, you know, for whatever. And that's just one of those things. Like, if he would have came over to us and said, look, I feel like you did it, whatever, and just said something, and then we disrespected him, okay, then he had maybe something to say. Mm-hmm. But you literally looked at me, didn't say nothing.
Right.
And then you couldn't even say a rule that I, or some type of infraction that I broke at Disney. No, you had to make a phone call.
Right. But y'all going back to Florida for Nationals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks.
Going back. Very excited about that.
Yep. Doing it again.
Was not excited about it originally because I didn't even have enough time off.
Right.
But
he used up so much time.
I used so much time during the year. It was like, I wasn't expecting to go.
We had a lot of time.
I'm supposed to re-up on my time mm-hmm. next year, come January. So I wasn't worried about having that much time on books. But once I found out that this team is really going to go to Florida, and literally we are beating these teams down. I'm talking like 36-0, 42-0.
Yeah, our team's a beast.
We showing out. We kicking field goals on the daggone game. We just getting bored out there. 7U team kicking field goals.
8U.
8U and throwing passes.
He's just 7.
Come on, man. We out here just dominating. So we'll be going to Florida, which is going to be nice. It's a 7-day trip, but.
How far y'all are from Orlando?
About an hour.
Okay.
That's what it says on the GPS.
Mm-hmm. No, we'll be in Orlando.
For the tournament?
No, the tournament's in like another city that's an hour away.
Okay, gotcha.
But we'll be in Orlando.
Got it.
So we'll be right there at...
Where we're staying at is an hour from where the football mm-hmm. team is going to be. So the
weather's going to be nice.
Yes.
Y'all can wear shorts.
Yes. I got everybody's shorts I'm trying to gather.
I'm slightly jealous. I'm not going to lie.
Well, December in Florida, man. That's how it is every year. But
right.
This is what it is. I mean,
I'm excited.
Y'all should be.
I'm excited.
I would be too if I was y'all.
It's just out of the blue.
These boys mm-hmm. coming out the gym.
Yeah, that's out of the blue. A week in Disney just at the end of the year. Right next to Christmas. Mm. I'm excited to go, though. Like, I'm like, fuck it. Like,
right.
You know? Mm-hmm. If you can do it, some people can't. So if you can do it, just do it. If it's not going to mess up nothing at home and you straight.
Exactly. The only thing is, you know, we're not going to have all of our team there. So.
No. But we're
going
to have like 14 people.
They couldn't all make it to the...
Nah.
No, okay. They can't.
But we're going to have 14. So what? We'll be all right. I think you only need to have 11.
You only need to have 11 suited up. But
I thought you had like little fundraisers and that type of... junk.
Yeah, but it goes to everybody. It goes to everybody.
Okay.
That's going. And there's three teams going.
Right.
So that means no matter all that fundraising and all this, that, and third, you're still only going to possibly get a couple hundred. Okay. Maybe, about a couple hundred.
Mm-hmm.
So we're supposed to have actually more funding for the families, but we are getting some.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these people paid $1,000+ for their room. Or they know that it's something like $1,200, $1,300. And most of people are getting houses.
Right.
They're getting houses.
Or just chipping in. Right.
And they're all chipping in for houses.
Airbnb or whatever
they're doing. And some of them are just getting the house by themselves because they don't want to be rooming with other kids and other parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember, it's 7 days. It's not one night where you're paying $199, $150 for a room stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're paying, I mean, it's 7 days.
Right.
Either way you cut it.
So you're bunking up with another family.
Right.
You don't want to do all that.
You got to pay for food mm-hmm. for your kids for the 7 days as well, which is not 9 times 10. You're going to be eating out at times. It's going to be more expensive.
Mm-hmm. That raises the entertainment charge. Yeah. When you're not playing.
Exactly. Then the gas get back. I mean, most people are obviously driving.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot. It really adds up. But anyway, long story short. We were supposed to get more money per family, and
well, no, they can't guarantee that.
Oh yeah, they can't guarantee nothing. But we were supposed to get more money.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they were supposed to. The actual league was supposed to give money too.
Oh.
Okay.
The league's supposed to give money, plus we're supposed to raise money. Mm-hmm. And then,
that's how
like that. Right. Yeah, that's why, I'm not going to say his name, but that's why Wish McCart was pissing, was like, don't go buy the food at the game. Because mm-hmm. he was mad because the president wouldn't. Yeah, you eat your own food at the game. Mm-hmm. He was like, this was because it was the championship game. So anyway, long story short, we're going to Florida. It's going to be a good time. Yeah,
man. Hope y'all have fun.
It's our first time doing it, and
sounds like a good time, man.
It might be a trend where we have to go every year, so I gotta keep time aside for that week.
Right, right.
Every year or something, because.
But that can't stop my family vacation.
Right, right.
That apparently they're saying they go every year to Florida.
Yeah, but that don't stop my family vacations. Mm-hmm. Just to let you know.
Who stopped it?
No, I'm just saying.
They said they're going
to
stop you?
We got our places that we like to go mm-hmm. during the year. You know, we do our family, big family vacation.
You
don't want to go next?
Yes, we know. No, I'm going to go. Family reunion, you got to do the Myrtle Beach stuff.
Yeah, we have all our
other.
The trip
to Florida's not going to interrupt the other trips.
Yeah, we're still going to have those.
Yeah.
So what else? Thank God.
So what else did we do since our last recording? Oh, yeah. Halloween passed. Yeah. That was fun. It was warm as shit outside.
Oh, sweating. I had my kitty cat on.
It was like 70 degrees outside.
Yeah, I was taking my coat off. I couldn't do it. I
had jeans on. I was sweating.
I had to lift the kids. Usually you have like a coat or something for the kids to put on. No. I had them with a little wife beater on underneath and keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm. It was unseasonably warm this Halloween.
It was sweating. Them suits is all hot.
Yeah.
It was hot.
They walking. Oh, my God.
At one point, my daughter was like, can we go home? Yeah. Like, yes, we can. We can. We're about to leave right
now. Yeah, I think it's like 85. Yeah, 85. It was like 75, 80 degrees at night.
It was almost 80.
Crazy. It was a summer night. So sweating.
It was a straight summer night.
I'm surprised my glasses didn't get fogged up.
Right.
It was that hot when we was walking. I was like, oh my God.
Hit a bunch of houses. Got a bunch of candy. I'm still eating happy. Halloween candy.
I don't know. I think we threw ours away.
I had to.
It's probably a good idea. I should probably tell them on the way, too.
Yeah, we got too much.
They
don't
the kids get to, be all into it.
We man. Don't know. They could go stealing, trying to find candy, trying to eat candy. So we just throw it away because I wanted to keep their teeth. So
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'll wake up in the middle of the night.
You're not going to be eating candy all year.
Oh, man. I was tearing up some of that chocolate, though. I ain't lying.
I'm not a big candy person, but
I do like some sweet tarts and some nerds, like real sugary type candy. Yeah, man. I do like that from time to time. I'm not going to lie. Oh, yeah. So I got a bombshell for y'all.
What's that?
So I tried the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why would you?
I tried it.
Why would you try that goddamn sandwich?
But look,
all the discussions, I know. Still let that
somebody died off that chicken sandwich. You had to go taste it. God,
people getting body slammed in the parking lot,
guns drawn.
People standing on top of the counter singing songs,
beating up employees they think is stealing them through the back door.
People side hustles, like people they're selling sandwiches on the side.
Yeah,
but so background story.
Yes,
I didn't buy the sandwich.
Okay.
So I didn't wait in line or none of that.
Oh, you smart.
Yeah, my homie did.
Dang.
He was on lunch break. He went to Popeye's. He got the sandwiches, came back. Ba-da-da-da.
Dang.
And I didn't even have a whole sandwich. I only had like half of a sandwich.
So you avoided the whole line.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's lying everywhere.
But that sandwich is the truth. It's good. I'm not going to lie. It's good.
You weren't waiting for it in line for an hour for it.
No. But...
I'm not waiting in line for anything. I'm not into that.
Yeah, but that sandwich.
That's what people are
doing. Hype is real. The hype is definitely real.
Mm.
It's really good.
Like that?
Yeah, man. It's just as good as a Chick-fil-A, if not slightly better.
So what's the best part of it? Is it the bread? Is it the chicken? Is it the combination?
So the bun is delicious. And the chicken is actually really good, too. Like, even, like, the sauce on top of the chicken. I don't know what it is, but...
That's what everybody's talking about, the spicy...
They're saying that the sauce is, like... Well, I've been hearing... I don't know what you tasted it, Gene. I can't really tell you. But what I'm hearing is that the taste is all in the buzz is all in the sauce.
The sauce definitely helps.
It's like some type of mayonnaise type combination something. I don't know. You tell me.
What I really can't describe it, but it's kind of like maybe a sweet mayonnaise-y type sauce. I don't know.
So it's like a sweet, it's like a sour. What is it? A hot sour? What is it like? What the hell is so special about this damn sauce?
I don't know. It just makes the sandwich taste delicious. That much I can't tell you. It's really
good. Okay. All right. I'm about to take your word for that. I don't think I'm ever going to actually taste the sandwich.
So I'm not going to like go stand in line for the sandwich.
Okay.
But if someone gave me a sandwich,
yeah,
hell yeah, I'm eat that sandwich again. It's good.
Well, you know what, Dina? I can never taste a sandwich. I'm going to tell you a little bit why. Because I'm so mad that we are so hung up on this damn sandwich and have been hung up on it for weeks.
Right.
And
sandwich went away and then came back.
Excuse my language, but niggas is waiting in line and hurting each other over the daggone chicken sandwich.
People get stabbed.
Chicken sandwich is the most oldest form of sandwich probably in the world.
Probably.
And the fact that we out here dying for that and have the whole attitude. PG County, Maryland. Somebody got stabbed to death over the chicken sandwich.
Right. That's crazy.
While they was in line. So I guess you was just going to stab somebody up, kill them, and get back in line?
It was like everything's everything?
They did it outside.
So apparently there's an altercation in the store. I guess somebody cut someone in line or something like that.
Yes.
Sandwich ain't that serious. If you got a knife and you want to cut me in line, dog, you got it. That's all you.
But you...
I'll wait a few more minutes
right
for this sandwich. I don't need no type of drama. No.
Right.
None of that. Over a fast food sandwich. I'm okay.
But you got to really think that that person had to be super, super angry and they're blacked out. Because what's your plan? You're going to stab them to death and get back in line to go get your chicken sandwich? So everything's over. You're going to jail.
Right.
You're going to be locked up for a long time.
He definitely didn't think it through.
He phased out about that sandwich. Because that was not part of the plan for him.
Well, it got deeper than a sandwich. He took it too deep. He took it too much.
He definitely did that, Ava. But go sit down somewhere.
Right. Yeah, that's too much.
Go home.
Go make your own sandwich. Fry up some chicken.
Throw some mayonnaise on that thing. Throw some tartar sauce on that thing. And pretend it's a Popeye's sandwich. Don't stab the buyer over it. It ain't worth it.
No, hell no.
Granted, I have not tasted the sandwich, but Gene said it's the bomb. So
it's good
sandwich.
But although I'm never going
to sandwich.
But Popeyes, if you did want to do an advertisement for Black Parents After 9, we would not be mad at you.
Not turning down that. I'm not turning it down, Popeyes, if you're listening. Sandwich is delicious.
We would do a 30-second ad for Popeyes. Just a little suggestion.
That's you.
I mean, Popeyes want to pay me to put the little sandwich out there? Look, I'm selling out. I don't care what y'all think.
Heck no.
That's a hot mess.
Yeah, that's too funny. So, with that said, the Popeyes chicken sandwich, I don't know if that's ever going to calm down. But I did notice that chicken sandwiches are being revived at other fast food restaurants.
Right.
And they are assaulting social media to get the same type of buzz that Popeye's chicken sandwich got. So, look forward to more chicken sandwiches out there if y'all like it. And I guess Chick-fil-A should be worried.
That's a different breed.
Oh my God, I love them Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is not worried about Popeye's.
That's never going to stop. You see them lines at Chick-fil-A?
People love Chick-fil-A. They're so fast and polite.
And they're nice. And they want to help you. They want you to get your food.
My pleasure.
Whoever hires people at Chick-fil-A needs to hire people for other franchises like Burger King, McDonald's. You pick them.
Did I tell you I'm done with McDonald's?
What happened with them?
I'm totally done with McDonald's. I don't mess with McDonald's no more at all.
You got sick?
No. I just hate McDonald's as a company.
Damn.
I don't mess with McDonald's anymore.
Wow. What happened? Yeah, bro. Tell me.
So,
you're not doing 30-second ad for McDonald's?
Nope.
Oh, so now you got morals.
See, the difference is...
Now it's rules to it.
I mean, there's rules, but I got to like your product if I'm going to do an ad for it. And word. McDonald's food is just gross.
Oh, damn.
So, look.
Yeah, you went hard.
We'll never get no McDonald's money right here.
Right?
God, McDonald's not every... Just will kill every hope.
No check for McDonald's.
No check for McDonald's.
What if the rest of us?
Right. You're funny.
So,
tell us about your experience at McDonald's.
Yeah, man. Back to Halloween.
Okay.
I was running late from work and whatnot. And,
got you. Know,
kids who need to get their costumes on and whatnot. Wifey's texting me, calling me, telling me, can you grab some food? Da 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 da. So I'm like, all right. The only, aside from Hardee's, like McDonald's is like the closest place. So I stop at McDonald's.
Right.
I can already see a line, a drive through line. So, you know, I'm going to go inside. And you know, they have no more cashiers at McDonald's. They got one cashier at McDonald's. The rest are kiosks. So, yeah, man. So they killed three jobs right there with these kiosks for one.
They only keep one person at the counter. At the front counter.
That's it.
Wow.
They keep one cashier and one manager. And sometimes it's just the manager at the cashier.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Oh, right.
Right. So check this out. So they killed three jobs there. In the kiosk, it takes more time to order your food at the kiosk than it does if you just tell what you need at the register.
Yep.
So you're wasting time trying to scroll through the kiosk.
Yep.
And for three, if you want to customize your sandwich, all your options might not even be there. So, like, I was trying to order my wife a daggone fish sandwich, and she wanted mayonnaise on it instead of tartar sauce. But on the kiosk, of course, there's no option for mayonnaise.
You can't have it your way. So, not on the kiosk.
Yeah, you can't. So you go up to the counter. I order my food. I talk to the manager or whoever it was. I'm like, hey, this sandwich I just ordered, it's not plain. That's what I had to make it because that's what my options were.
Right.
Put mayonnaise on a sandwich.
Well, let me ask you a question. Can you put, like, extra pickles? Like, is there, like, an option for the... Okay.
Just extra or light, but some... Right. Not all the condiments
but will be on there. Exactly. You can't really switch it out.
Right.
You can
only
add stuff to stuff. Extra this, no that, no cheese, no pickle or something.
But if you want to jazz it up...
If you want
to
jazz it up...
You might not be able to do that.
Yeah, like, put tartar sauce on a burger or something like that. That ain't happening.
Right,
which
right.
Is disgusting, but...
So, okay. Four...
Right.
McDonald's is supposed to be fast food, right?
Yeah, right.
I waited 22 minutes for my order. I could have went to a sit down and got my food faster than that.
Okay, so if you're going to make a minutes. System like that, it's, and then, it's still got to be quick.
And then the fish sandwich wasn't even done right. So there was no mayonnaise on the fish sandwich, even though I told them behind the counter to put mayonnaise on the sandwich. So yeah, I was just totally disgusted with my whole
McDonald's. The food McDonald's. Is just not good. Like I've just started cooking at home,
and the prices been going up at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like they think they're some gourmet.
No, it's because Burger King and them is so daggone high. They gotta compete.
Well, I tell you this,
Burger King is ridiculous.
I'm like, yo, y'all know y'all still McDonald's.
Yeah,
y'all supposed to have cheap prices. Like, don't mess around with y'all. Why y'all raising these prices so much? Come on now.
One meal is $8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One meal.
That used to be $5.
Yep.
For whole value meal.
Yeah. I remember when it was $4 and some change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you got large fries, large drink.
Right, right.
And back, a sandwich.
Back in the supersize days.
Back in the supersize days.
Yeah, don't say supersize.
Was it 39 cents?
Have you ever said supersize it?
Me? Oh, yeah. I was greedy.
No, I mean, lately, do they still supersize?
No.
Yeah, they stopped the supersize, years ago?
Yeah, but I remember it was 39 cents.
You used to be able to still ask for it. They just wouldn't have it on the menu.
I don't think you can do that anymore.
I wonder.
I don't think you can. But either way, I'm done with McDonald's, man.
I'm going to go up there and say,
but you know what? I'm lying because I do like the steak, egg, and cheese bagels. That would be the only thing that I get from McDonald's.
Oh, man.
They're salty, though. God.
So I'll go for breakfast.
Banging.
I'm like, no seasoning.
Oh, man.
I want my steak no seasoning.
That thing is banging.
It is.
It's something about that meat, man.
Something it is that banging. Meat. That's what's got you. It's what's in there.
And on that bagel with that cheese?
Yeah, man. So that'll be the only thing that I order from McDonald's. So I know I'm not getting no checks from McDonald's. It's fine.
Right.
It's fine, McDonald's. It's okay.
I'll be ready to go to sleep after that. That gonna
right,
bagel.
Right.
That bagel be legit banging.
You can't eat the whole bagel, man. You'd be right to bed.
Yeah. I'd be laid out somewhere.
Right. So let's talk about group economics. And that'll probably be the last topic
gotcha.
Of the evening. So, Mac, you were talking about something called a SUS. Can you elaborate on what that is?
Yeah, man. SUSs are really good ways to raise money for a group of people. Where you can actually get the money out faster, but everybody's paying in the same amount. The biggest thing about SUSs SUSs are old. This is nothing brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish or Mexicans actually use this as a way to raise money when they like cross the border or something like that, or you don't want to use credit or something like that. to raise money, but you want everybody to come up at the same time.
Right.
You know, but it's a way to go ahead and get the money up quicker, and you don't have to borrow. You don't have to go to a financial or lending institution.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cash.
Right. Money. So the basic principle is like a bunch of people, they put in X amount of money over a certain period of time.
Yep.
And then each person that put in money, they get paid out.
They get paid out. As each month or however you want to break it down, each month somebody gets paid out of the pot. So it, basically everybody puts the same amount of money in and it becomes like a pot or a little, how you want to say, a pot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then that pot is empty every time there's a payout that occurs.
Right.
So which will be...
The only thing about that is like the first person that gets paid out, they're going to continue to put...
So that's why they keep it tight in the family.
Right. And it keeps it fair. So,
you can't flake out on the suits.
No.
No, you can't. But if you have a goal that you need to reach within a month, if you're the first person to get the payout, well, you've got your goal hit. If that goal is taken care of in that payout.
Mm-hmm.
So if everybody gives... I don't know, if it's 10 people that give... For example, quick example, if you're doing a suits for 10 months long and everybody puts in $100, then you have $1,000 for each pot that gets paid out. So if you're the first person to get the payout, you got $1,000 right away. But however, you still had to pay your $100 for the next 10 months.
Right.
Because that wouldn't be fair any other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it doesn't matter even if you're like the third person in 3 months. You're getting $1,000 and you only paid $100. So mm-hmm. really you're getting, each month you paid maybe, if you're the third person to get the payout, you put $300 in to get $1,000.
Right.
And
but you got to be fair to everybody else and continue to put in your other $700 over that time span.
Yeah, right. And it's like an accelerated savings, you know. And, you know, those are some of the ways that a lot of immigrants are able to do, you know, bring up their money and be still illegal because they got to fly under the radar somehow. They can't do it any other way.
So I'm thinking after Christmas, we can do one. Oh. We talked about it already.
Yeah. It's these times and days and stuff like that, like, you know, there's always mechanisms out there to do stuff. It's just whether you really put your head out there and put it in the books or do your research to find out ways to do things. Mm-hmm. And accelerate things. It's not even a thing. It's like, you, obviously, if you wanted to, you could put out $100 every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the 10 months, you have the same $1,000. But it's an accelerated way of getting money.
Right.
Money that you're going to end up paying out anyway. So, and then also, for some people, you know, they need that. They need that discipline. It makes them concentrate more on saving the money.
For your payout.
Mm-hmm. Because now you have that pressure of everybody's making sure that, yo, you pay out.
Right.
And I've done one before, and it was just so funny to see it, how it played out with people, because there was drama. You know, because we weren't family. Most of these times when suits is, are formed, they're with close family and friends. In this case, we did it at our job. So we only had the common ground that we worked with each other.
Right.
That was it. Beyond that, we didn't. And I'm not going to say where I worked. But anyway, the common ground was that, okay, we wanted to go ahead and accelerate our savings. But at the same time, for that, I think we did a six-month SUSE. 6 months. So for 6 months, even though we knew where we worked at, because not like you was going to run off.
Right.
I'll see you tomorrow. And, you know, we drew out of a hat who was going to go first, second, third, and fourth, whatever, just to make it fair. You know, because some people had, was like, oh, I want to be the first one, and blah, blah. But then it was like that thing, oh, they might run off with the money.
Right.
Everybody has these crazy, flighty thoughts when you're not really close to them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple people that don't work the same shift as you.
Right.
So it's like, is he going to be able to pay out for the next 6 months?
Right.
Because if I, you know what I mean? So, you know, but it worked out. It was great. Because what we did was we actually met in the same parking lot every month.
Mm-hmm.
And we put our money in the pot, and that person got their payout. And it worked out well. Nobody ever missed a payment. There were some sketchy moments. People were asking questions like, Well, what if I don't got the money on the payout day, but if I got it on the next? Nah, bruh. Everybody got paid. This because if we let you slide,
right,
that means next month, so-and-so can slide too. Mm-hmm. So you got to be very
diligent.
Some people just...
Yeah.
Most groups are not going to need that obvious answer about paying out. But in that instance, we had to really reassert, no, bro, you can't wait till the following paycheck.
Right. You got to be on it.
We agreed to first of the month, have it there. Have it ready. However you want to do it, do it. Because this is, we got another 4 months. We can't have these type of questions. You know what I mean? It's not going to be fair. So after we crossed that hurdle, went smooth.
Right.
Matter of fact, people wanted to do it again and then for higher amounts.
Yeah.
And then some people were like, well, I got a job. I'm dropping out this time. I got my goal. I did my thing, blah, 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 which is cool. But it worked smooth. We didn't sweat it. But those are some of the, like, you know, it's a way of group economics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just achieving things that you want to achieve.
Right. And the Seuss, it reminds me of this article that I saw about these four kids who they put in their $50 a week.
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Or I think it was like over 2 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they ended up buying their first property. I was like, wow. And that took discipline because they could do that over like 2 years.
Yes. And for their age, mm-hmm. that's young. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very young. And, you know, they weren't, I think it was like six of them.
It was right out of Philly. And like they were talking about, just like your story, they had some sketchy moments. Like, I don't know if I can come up with the money this week. But they wanted to work with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And over time.
And over time, they made it happen. Property. And it wasn't a lot of money. They're doing $50 a piece every 2 weeks. That's very manageable. But I think it was the period of time at which they were doing it was like 2 years, 3 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, wow, they were really dedicated. Mm-hmm. But it don't take long when you're putting away that money like that consistently as a group. Yeah. So that those type of groups.
Plus your people around you, they're going to motivate you.
Yep. Absolutely.
They're going to keep reminding you, hey, have this money.
You're not going to forget.
Right.
Because they're people that you see all the time. And they're people that you want them to do well. You want them to hit that goal, whatever their goal is, whatever they're trying to do. And so and we found out during our Seuss, by the probably the second month, everybody knew what everybody was trying to achieve because we were talking about it.
Right.
We're like, oh, I'm getting closer. Mm-hmm. Oh man, my month is coming.
Right.
We was like, we'd crack jokes, be like, yo, pay up. We'd be like, yo, I'm not gonna pay this motherfucker you and your goal.
Right.
You know what I mean? But we would joke. We would joke like that, but at the same time, the conversation guided around the Seuss and actually brought us closer as coworkers. Because then we knew what everybody was trying to do with their money. Because people were developing plans. Right. People were like this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm about to do that. And because one chick went to Cancun. She had some spending money. Mm-hmm. She already had the trip booked. But she was like, oh, well, I'm also just doing it for some spending money.
Right.
She was she was like 22, 23 years old. And it was her first time leaving the country. Mm-hmm. And she really didn't know how much money she needed to go with. And then I actually gave her some advice as well. I told her, I was like, yo, you know, you're going to need some spending money. You can't just go there with nothing. She's like, oh, it's an all-inclusive trip. I was like, no, you probably going to want to buy some souvenirs. Yeah,
some excursions.
It's your first trip. Yeah, right. you're going to go ham. It's your first vacation. You're going to spend it like, you're going to want to buy everything.
Right.
If it says Cancun on it, you're going to buy it. Mm-hmm. You're going to buy it. But so,
you're on vacation.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So she got her little money and did that. And we used to joke about it, you know, stuff like that. But it was a good time. But yeah, group economics all the way, especially for, you know, our black men and black women out there.
Right.
You know, you better figure it out because other people have figured it out and they know how to do it and it's not even a thought to them. They just do it.
Chinese, they do it all the time.
Chinese do it. Immigrants, like I told you earlier, I mean, you know, people, they get it done, you know. They say, look, if you're going to deny me, then I'm going to find another way to get it.
Right.
And they get it. They get it done. Mm-hmm. And some of them, they swear by it. That's all they do. And they just keep it rolling.
Right.
Don't need for a bank. We got it right here.
They don't even think about it. It's just what they do. It's not a thought. So, I mean, and obviously, you know, you don't have to do something like a Seuss, but, you know.
There's other ways to do it,
but it's definitely something to use.
One tool in the toolbox.
If you have it in your disposal, why not try it?
And I would say this, too. You, even if you don't do it, you should be aware of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And every tool in your toolbox is valuable because you have it mm-hmm. at your disposal. Not that you use it every day, but it's a means to justify an end. So, but you'd be surprised how many people don't know what a sous is. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Right, right.
A lot of people don't know what it is, and they sitting here, they didn't even have to go do this. So,
yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've been recording for about 56 minutes. So, we can talk about group economics, some other ways to utilize group economics at a future date or a future episode or whatnot. Yes. But I said we wrap this one up. Sound good to y'all?
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
So this is Gene.
This is Mac.
This is Ava.
And we are Black Parents After Nine. And we are signing off.
Good night.